And welcome back on Husker Radio. Tristan Winder, pleased to go to the phone lines and have Governor Pete Ricketts joining us. Of course, Governor Ricketts representing the great state of Nebraska. Good to talk to you as always, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Tristan. Great to talk with you.
Now, Governor Ricketts, you're a busy, busy man, as we all know. A lot of state issues going on, and as you continue to promote the state of Nebraska and promote our U.S. economy to other nations, as you've been pretty active in doing here the past several years under your administration, you have another trade mission coming up, this time to the wonderful land of Germany.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be leaving on Saturday to go to Germany, and we are going to, for example, go to Agritechnica, which is the largest ag show in Europe. There'll be 2,800 exhibitors from 52 countries. The Trump administration recently got our beef quota into Europe tripled, so we're going to be there promoting Nebraska beef, among other things, but all of our agricultural products to be able to help sell more of them into Germany. We're going to be saying thank you to German companies that have invested in our state and create jobs like Klaas and Graypole and Bayer. And then we're going to be meeting with German officials about how we can reduce some of the non-tariff trade barriers and promote more trade between the United States, Germany, and Nebraska, and the European Union, and that sort of thing. So we got a great delegation going forward that will help represent Nebraska, and I'm looking forward to the trade mission.
Obviously, a trade mission that you'll enjoy to Germany. We hear about these trade missions pretty often. You've been very active in not only representing the Trump administration and the U.S., but obviously representing Nebraska and promoting all the great things that we Nebraskans have to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, last month, in September, I was in Vietnam and Japan. We've tripled our exports from Nebraska to Vietnam last year. Our beef exports were up 127%. And so that is a great market for us. We want to continue to expand that relationship, sell more of our high-quality products there. Japan, same deal. Their beef exports from Nebraska went up 11%. They're our actually largest destination for Nebraska beef is Japan. And so we want to continue to promote that relationship, continue to sell more of our beef there. And that's what these trade missions are about. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we also get investment back here in our state that also creates jobs. So this is one of the things we can do with, more than 95% of the world's consumers like outside our borders. This is one of the ways we're going to grow our state's economy that we've, seen that growth over the last several years.
Now, Governor Ricketts, discussing some state issues here throughout our great state of Nebraska, it seems like you and I can never have a conversation without bringing up property taxes. And I'm sure you have a lot of conversations about property taxes and a lot of concerned citizens about our issue with property taxes here throughout the state.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the number one issue people talk to me about as I travel around the state. You know, we made progress again this year. For example, I'd encourage all your listeners to go out and take a look at their property tax bill from last year and look at the new one that comes out. You'll see there's a line there that says credit from the state. That's what we're paying of your property tax bill. That's going to go up by 20% this year. And we were able to do that because we control our spending here at the state level. The growth of our budget over the course of the last, 6 years that I've been involved with has been less than 2.4%. And because we controlled our spending, we've been nearly able to double that property tax credit relief fund. So that's one of the ways that we're providing that tax relief, but we know we want to look for more ways. And with the increased forecast we just got from the forecasting board last month, we've got about $160 million increase in the forecast this year, about $100 million next year. I think that we need to really focus that on property tax relief. And so I've been talking to members of the Revenue Committee, such as Senator Groney and Senator Linehan, other members of the Revenue Committee, other state senators about how we can direct that property tax or that additional revenue to property tax relief, how we can talk about programs that phase in that relief so that we can manage it within the budget. I'm not going to be in favor of raising taxes. That's just something that doesn't make any sense. You can't raise taxes or lower taxes. That just means more spending. What we have to do is figure out how we can live within our means, phase this in or step this in so that we can deliver more property tax relief and find the best way to do that that we can get passed on the legislative floor.
We have Senator Groney give us a weekly update of all things going on with him as he represents our Lincoln County listening area. And we've had Senator Linehan on the program before, and they've both said, as members of the Revenue Committee, that a mistake they made in the last session was not getting conversations going with you about property taxes before forming a bill. Obviously, that's not going to be the case this session, because from what we hear from Senator Groney, you, Senator Groney, Senator Linehan, and other state senators are in constant communication about how to get some property tax relief for Nebraskans.
Yep, we've been having a lot of conversations. In fact, I was just talking with both Senator Groney and Senator Linehan this past week, We still haven't come to an agreement on our program, but we're continuing to have those conversations, and I hope we're making progress on this. We've still got a couple months before the legislative session begins. We've still got a lot of work left to do in that time. But I'm really hopeful that we can come up with something that not only that the three of us can agree on, but that we can bring others on board with as well. Speaker Scheer, for example. But we've got to get, at the end of the day, we've got to get 33 votes out of 49 on the floor of that unicameral to get something to my desk. And that's a high hurdle. So we've really got to have a good consensus going forward as we hit the legislative session.
Now, Governor Ricketts, speaking of high hurdles, we had one with our last big vote here a couple of Novembers ago. It was a high hurdle for Medicaid expansion here in the state of Nebraska. Voters took the issue directly to the ballot, and obviously it passed here in the state. What's been the latest for you and your office on that Medicaid expansion?
Well, we have published our plans for how we're going to roll this out, and we are going to be doing it no later than October of next year, and enrolling people before that. And, of course, if we can get it done sooner, we will. But I want to really stress, this is a very big project. We're talking about enrolling 94,000 Nebraskans into this program. Medicaid program, as it was originally designed, really wasn't designed to take care of the single able-bodied adults. Medicaid today is actually really more focused on women and children. In fact, it's about three-quarters of the population. So, for example, when you're focused on women and children, you've got a lot of providers that are pediatricians. Well, we don't need pediatricians to take care of, adults. So that's just one example of how we've got to build out a provider network that can take care of the new population we're going to be serving. We also have to have an enrollment system to be able to enroll them into the system. And that's something where we have to take a software system that goes back to 1977 and really modify it to be able to enroll these folks properly. We have to get our approvals from the federal government on the waivers that we submit to them, and that hasn't happened yet. And then, of course, in a very tight labor market, we've got to hire the people that will also help run this program. So there's a lot of things that have to come together to really make this work well, and that's why it's such a big project and why, again, the timelines we've laid out are going to take until next year to get it done. What we've seen happen in other states is when they rush this program, they make mistakes. So, for example, in California, where they went too fast, they enrolled people that didn't qualify, and now they're spending over $700 million on people who do not qualify for Medicaid expansion, and they think another $400 million on people who may not qualify for Medicaid expansion. So when you're spending over $1 billion on people who aren't supposed to be in the program, you're taking that money away from people who are supposed to be on the program and who are supposed to be getting those services. So we don't want to make the same mistakes that California's made, or Louisiana was frankly in the same boat. They spent over $85 billion on people who don't qualify over about a 20-month period. So we want to make sure we're doing it the right way. Also, when you rush it, you can not have enough providers to be able to take care of people like they've had happen in Virginia. Again, they rolled out the program too quickly. They don't have the doctors to take care of the people they enrolled. And so that doesn't help those people because they can't actually get to a doctor. So we want to make sure we roll out a program that is going to serve the people that we're supposed to be taking care of here, these 94,000 Nebraskans. We want to do it in a way that is going to enroll the people who are supposed to be on the program and ultimately be respectful of the taxpayers who are going to be paying for this.
Absolutely. This is one of those situations where I'm sure there's a lot, like you mentioned, that's going on behind the scenes that we as the common people don't necessarily know about. And one of those things where you want to make sure all your ducks are in a row, everything's lined up correctly, so we don't get ourselves in a situation as Nebraskans that folks in California have and those other states you mentioned as well, Governor.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to roll out a quality program. It takes time to deliver that. And again, we're being very transparent with all of our timelines. They're all published on the Department of Health and Human Services website. Anybody who wants can go, go to our website, search for those Medicaid expansion timelines, and they'll be able to see how this is all, what our project plan is essentially to deliver this and make sure we're rolling out a quality product.
Governor Pete Ricketts joining us here on the phone lines. Now, Governor, I know you're a busy man and you plan to head out of town this weekend, even out of the country with that trade mission to Germany. But big member of the GOP coming to the great state of Nebraska. What are your thoughts on Senator Lindsey Graham coming out here to the Good Life?
Well, I am sorry that I'm going to miss him. He's coming into Nebraska for a fundraiser for the Nebraska Republican Party. I respect the work that Senator Graham does. I've had a chance to meet him briefly a couple times in the past and would certainly have wanted to spend more time with him if I was available. But as you mentioned, I'm going to be actually catching a flight to Germany, so I will miss him when he comes here to the great state of Nebraska.
Obviously, Governor Ricketts, as the weekend approaches, will be honoring all those great men and women who have given so much and sacrificed so much as members of our armed forces. I know that those veterans have a special place in your heart, obviously throughout the entire U.S., but in particular, the great veterans we have here in home of Nebraska.
Absolutely. Nebraska is a home to about 130,000 veterans. And as Veterans Day approaches, we want to say thank you to all those men and women who put on that uniform to protect our nation and make sure that we continue to have our freedoms here at home. Related to that, we actually have a very important bill that's going to be coming up next session. It's LB 153. It was introduced by Senator Brewer. It was prioritized by Senator Lowe from Kearney, and it will be a 50% tax credit on veterans' retirement benefits. This is important because most of the surrounding states around us don't tax veterans' retirement benefits at all, and so we're losing our veterans to other states. And we want to make sure they stay here and continue to contribute. Our veterans are a great pool of talent. They just are so obviously publicly minded to serving our country. We want to keep them here in our state. And that's why this bill, LB 153, is going to be so important to pass. I expect it will be up very early in the session next year. And we want to make sure we deliver that 50% tax credit on their veterans' retirement benefits to make sure we're competitive and hold on to our veterans here in our state.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Governor Ricketts?
Nope, just again, I wanted to say thank you to our veterans and wish everybody a happy Veterans Day. And certainly if you see one of our members of the military, please tell them thank you because they sacrifice a lot for us.
Absolutely. Governor Ricketts, appreciate the time as always. Safe travels. I think it's worked out pretty darn well that you have this trade mission to Germany coming up on a Husker bye week. So you won't be checking the score too much, thankfully, this week. You'll be able to have fun in Germany, I can imagine.
Well, we try to plan those things that way for a reason.
Yes. It just worked out that way, so thank goodness, right?
Yep, exactly.
Governor Ricketts,
well, hey, thanks a lot, Tristan.
Appreciate the time as always. Safe travels and God bless.
All right, thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.